The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to this. They were there for all day. When it was noon, Elijah taunted them, "Call louder, for he is a god and may be meditating, or may have retired, or may be on a journey. Perhaps he's asleep and must be awakened. Cry out, shout the louder." Just try to imagine the drama. 450 of them with Jezebel and Ahab against one man. Two things we learn from this story. First is the courage of Elijah. If you know the God you serve, you will do exploits. He stood before 450 priests, chief priests of this God. The claim was powerful. He did not bow to pressure. The pressure of numbers. No, he did not bow down to the pressure of numbers. He did not bow to the pressure of falsehood. He stood with the truth, the courage of Elijah. He was one man against how many? 452. It reminds me of Noah in the scriptures. When you read Genesis chapter 6, when the people were busy, you know, corrupt, immoral, Noah stood alone. He stood alone. He stood for the Lord. He did not bow down to pressure. The second thing we learn is the danger of syncretism. The danger of syncretism. Imagine how, you know, today in our world, some people want to combine different religions, different beliefs, something I call the movement, the New Age movement. Not I call it, but that's what it is, the New Age movement. You want to combine with Christianity some sort of powers, you know, you want to be more powerful. You think about those who want to gain healing by looking at crystals. You think about those who are engaged in horoscopes. You think about those who, you know, invoke the forces of nature, combining it with Christianity. You think of those who want to read the palms. That was what they were doing, syncretism. Elijah tells the people, "How long are you going to hobble? Hobble, how long are you going to be here? Neither here nor there. Choose a position." In some modern English parlance, they say, "How long are you going to be dancing back and forth?" That's syncretism. How long are you going to be neither here nor there? Syncretism. Today, many people, many of the young ones, wants to engage in multiple things. They think by, you know, practicing different religion is a true path to God. Jesus says in the gospel, I have come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill them. My dear friends, there might be other pathways to God. I don't know them. The one that I know is what the Father said in Luke chapter 9, verse 35. This is my son. Listen to him. So like Elijah, that asked the question in the first reading, how long are you going to hobble? How long are you going to be dancing back and forth? How long are you going to be doubtful? He remained with God, and God proved him right. Let us pray that our faith may be strengthened through the actions of the first reading of today, that we may truly know that there is a God. There is a God. Let us stick to the God that we know, that we serve, the one who is always with us in the Eucharist. May the Lord increase our faith and never let us let our faith be shaken. May he continue to direct our paths, and may we continue to know that he is the one we must serve. Mm-hmm.